Hey there, friends. Welcome to our halftime show. We're so glad you're here. I'm Meredith Sinclair.
Hey, and I'm Lizzie Bermudez.
And we're so glad you're here. And since you're new here, you might want to know who we are and what you can expect from this new podcast. Right, Lizzie?
Yeah. Our halftime show is what we are calling it because we think that most halftime shows are a lot of freaking fun, right? I mean, you're midway through life. We're looking at our life as a game. We're midway through life. We're at the halfway point, and it's time to have some fun. It's not the end.
As I say to my husband, and we say this all the time, we're not young, but we're not old. It's this middle place, and we got to be okay with that. And like Lizzie said, Lizzie and I, we kind of met in a very fun way, and we lead with fun, both of us. And while we know that this time of life isn't all, you know, shits and giggles, it should be at least leading with fun. And, you know, here's the thing about a halftime show. I love a halftime show because A, it's entertaining, you know, and it is fun and wild, but you also kind of need to learn the choreography, right? You want to know what's going on if you're going to be in a halftime show. So here on this Our Halftime Show podcast, we hope that we're leading with fun in the Middle Ages, but we also want to give you information and tips and tricks and advice from not only incredible guests, but our community as a whole, so we can learn together. So we all know the choreography and we can dance it out when the halftime show begins.
Yeah. And I think another way to look at it also, aside from being a lot of freaking fun, sometimes at the halfway mark, you're behind. You know, you're kind of getting your butt whipped and you need to make up some points, you know, make some ground. And I think this is the perfect time to like step up the game. Let's go try some new things. Let's put ourselves back out there. Get your head in the game and let's go for it.
Yep. There's a little chalk talk. There's a little pep talk in the locker room. A little like 3-2-1. Let's get back out there and fight, fight, fight. Fight the fun fight. So yeah, that's our intention here. And a little bit about like, why is it Lizzie and I? Why are we together? How do we find each other? So we want to tell you our meet cute, as they say in the movies. For me and Lizzie, I think it's pretty much the same. We both started blogging, vlogging, that kind of thing in the mid-2000s when it was all just beginning.
Right. We're the OGs.
We are the OGs and we're proud of it. And we're going to get probably tattoos that just say that at some point. But we're proud. And we had a mutual friend who I believe lived in San Francisco near you, Lizzie.
Yeah.
And I knew her through social media and she sort of connected us and said, I just have this feeling that you two would, you know, get along and hit it off. And you're both sort of trying to figure this blogging thing out together. So we ended up going to the same social media conference. It was a social media mom conference, which was like the thing back in the mid-2000s, right, Lizzie? There were a whole bunch of them.
And the funny thing, Meredith, is that I remember when I told my husband, I said, hey, I'm going to this social media conference in Nashville, and I'm meeting up with my new friend, online friend, right, Meredith. And my husband looked at me like I was freaking crazy. He's like, Are you being catfished? Are you serious? Who's Meredith? I don't know anything about Meredith.
No, and this is before like online dating.
Like, I know.
No one did this. No one met people that they met on the internet.
We were so ballsy, weren't we?
Yeah, it was crazy. And I'll tell you, I think we were down the hall from each other. We didn't room together. That would have been like a little way too crazy.
Way too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. Too much too soon. Now we room together all the time because it's the most fun thing ever. But back then we were just down the hall from each other. So we'd meet outside in the hallway and instantly we just hit it off and had so much fun. So that's how our friendship started. So we've been friends for a very long time.
Yeah.
And just a little bit about me. And then I want Lizzie to tell about her. So you have some idea of like who the heck we are behind these microphones. So again, started in the vlogging world. I was living in Chicago at the time. I was a writer for Chicago Parent Magazine. I was doing television for that magazine in Chicago, sharing family fun and lifestyle and what was happening in the magazine. And then that grew into me then doing Today Show segments on a national level, the same kind of content. Then I've written a book about play and playfulness, which is really my passion and how we take playfulness into our lives with all the relationships in our lives, our friends, our partners, our kids, and for ourselves. So that's sort of what I'm bringing to it. And I've written style columns and, like I said, lifestyle columns. So I love style and fashion and beauty. So I'll be bringing some of that as well into this world.
Okay. So a little bit about me. From the Bay Area. I'm currently in San Francisco in California. I would like to say a lifelong storyteller. I've been a TV journalist, broadcaster for basically my whole career. It's all I really know. From the minute I graduated from college, I was interning and working in television. So I used to do the news. I used to do the early morning news, and I'm not a morning person. Ugh. So I did that. I've moved all over the place from market to market and went from anchoring to reporting to hosting talk shows in San Francisco and having kids along the way. And then kind of just finding I needed to make a change. The news became a little too heavy for me as a mom. And so I segued into lifestyle and parenting content. So I've worked in San Francisco pretty much my whole adult life. And from there, I started dabbling in blogging. Like you said, once I became a mom, I started doing the blogging, the video blogging, and learning social media. And I was like, I love this stuff. I get to be myself. You know, on television, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And especially when you're doing news, you have to have this really objective, serious presence. And I never got to be me. I never got to laugh and have an opinion and be silly. And, you know, thanks to the digital age and the internet, I get to do all that stuff and just be myself, which is what I absolutely love. So what was it? I stopped working probably about 2.5-3 years ago, really. Kind of got aged out from local television. That's one of those lovely things we'll be talking about as we are in midlife. And decided, okay, I need to pivot. I need to come up and think about what's next. And I think that's a key part of being at this place, this middle place of our life, is figuring out what's next. And I've always loved, like I said, storytelling, listening, sharing other people's stories. And I got really curious about what now? What do we do at midlife? What's happening to our bodies? What's happening to my hair, to my face, to everything? And it kind of sent me down this rabbit hole of exploring. And because I'm a storyteller by nature, I was like, I've got to share this stuff. And so I've been creating content the last year and a half. Content online for women at midlife, all things, you know, beauty, style, and menopause.
And when we talk to our friends too, right, Lizzie, when we talk to all of our friends, they all say the same thing. They want information on all this, all of these parts of midlife and pro-aging. I mean, what I love though is that I really feel like we're in this era where it's at the forefront. So many, not only celebrities, I mean, look at J-Lo doing her, you know, her halftime documentary and all these celebrities that are breaking the barriers and showing, and I say celebrities because they've got this big platform. We see them, right? So that does impact us. And I think it's, for the most part, a really great impact. So I'm excited to be at middle age in this age that we're in.
On the flip side, Meredith, because I love how we always come with different views, as much as I love J-Lo, everything about that midlife woman appears to be perfect.
Yeah, well, she's got a team.
Yeah.
She's got a
lovely
team.
We don't have a team. I don't have a team. Most people don't have a freaking team.
Okay, so that's why we're here, because we are creating our own team with all of y'all.
Exactly.
We were talking about smoke and mirrors, and you're right. There was a lot of smoke and mirrors in television, and you know what? At 52, I'm kind of glad about those smoke and mirrors right now. I'm not going to lie. I don't totally hate all the smoke and mirrors, but I think that if you don't have a team of hair, makeup, fitness, you know, a chef maybe that's cooking you the greatest, healthiest meals, then you need to find your team and your squad somewhere else. So that's who we're hoping to be for each other and for all of these listeners out there too.
Okay, so if you're wondering what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be covering all things midlife. I mean, hormones. Where do we even begin, Meredith?
I don't know.
One's going up, one's going down, one's going sideways.
You know that emoji where their hands are on their face and the face is melting and there's like this opened mouth?
Yes.
That's where we're going to start.
Yes.
That's the emoji. And then we're hopefully going to get to the emoji where is the jazz hands at the end.
And we're dancing around in the red dress.
Yes. That's the progression of the hormonal talk we're going to do.
Yeah. Definitely talking about the hormones, all the changes. I mean, there's so much that happens to us, I think, mentally, physically, emotionally. Like, how do we navigate that gracefully and without losing our freaking mind, right?
Right. With a little sense of humor.
And the other thing that I think is really important, Mary, is pivoting. Mm-hmm. Especially at midlife. People are getting hired, fired, picking up new hobbies, new interests, new jobs, new careers. We've got to figure things out and we can't let fear take over. And I think we kind of get settled and stuck in our old ways sometimes. And you just need to freaking do it and just toss fear aside. I mean, look at what we're doing here as a perfect example. I am sitting at a microphone in a puddle of sweat talking about midlife because my hormones are raging and we're going for it, right?
Yeah.
Neither one of us have ever done this before.
No. I kind of like myself in these headphones. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of turning myself on right now.
You sexy mare.
I am. I'm sorry. Here's my thing. My whole life, I feel like, has been one pivot after another. And we talked about this too, that so many of our friends are like, what do we do now? And especially if you kind of have found something that you can jump into, and we're all navigating that, but what do we do next? What's next for all of us? You might still be in the same job that you've been in for 20 years, but chances are you might be feeling like you might be ready for something different or new, or you might want to change some of that as you get older. So yeah, the pivoting and the I don't love the word reinventing because we're not trying to completely reinvent ourselves, but it's just taking stock of what's working and what's not, and how do we change things up and do that. The pivot is the right word.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Lizzie and I both really feel that every year that we have moving forward is a privilege. Not everyone gets to grow older. Not everyone gets to explore and live through this midlife and beyond. But the truth is, while it's a gift, it's kind of like this mystery bag gift,
right?
Where you're not sure what you're going to unpack on when you open it, but it's going to be good. And there's a way to take whatever is in that package and make it something great. That's our aim.
1000%, Mary, I couldn't agree more. We've got to make this fun, right? I mean, you know how much I love to laugh. I will never stop laughing. That is one of my life goals. You've got to always be laughing. I could do without the little sprinkles here and there when I'm laughing. Yeah. That's where I am right now at this stage of life. It happens.
And you know what people don't know, and I have to tell them about this, about you. And I think this is, I will say, Lizzie, it was your idea to do this podcast. You've been sort of asking me for a couple of years now, like, we need to do this, we need to do this. And I was kind of nervous about it. But what I kept going back to is that when Lizzie and I are together, Lizzie, if you ever want to do like stand-up comedy, or you want to tell a story and you want the perfect audience member, it is Lizzie Bermudez, because Lizzie has the very best laugh of anyone I know, and it's genuine. And she's like your laugh cheerleader. She's the one you want in your front row. So when we get together, it is, I don't think I laugh harder with anyone else but you. So hopefully everyone will be laughing along with us.
And maybe in future episodes, we'll shed a little light on what some of those laughs were about.
Oh, golly. We have some self-deprecating stories. So we hope you'll listen come along for the ride with us and join our halftime show and be an active participant in the show as well.
Yeah. And you guys can find us on Instagram. You can find us on whatever podcast platform you listen to. And please, by all means, hit us up, DM us, send us messages on what you'd like to hear more of or not more of. Leave reviews, but please be nice.
We're sensitive. Please don't say mean things.
No mean girls here, please.
We don't want to cry, okay?
We want this to be a collaborative thing. You know, we're a team, our halftime show. We're all in this together, and we want to make this fun.